Great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where we have conversations that inform, inspire, and remind you that you matter. This is the place where we share stories, wisdom, and experiences designed to help you live boldly, think empowering thoughts, and show up fully in the skin you're in. I'm your host, Nkechi Nwafor, and I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's get into today's episode. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, and welcome to the next Empowering Bites episode where big ideas meet real conversations. I'm Nkechi and...
I am Gabby with 1B.
And if you ever felt like you're doing all the right things but still wondering, is this it?
You are in the right place.
That's right. So let's get started with this episode. So I am a total fan of the Diary of a CEO podcast. And it's often, I don't, you know, 30 second sound bites, but there was a really powerful sound bite that showed up in my IG feed where Stephen was interviewing Shahingi. A monk. And by the way, I love monks. And just a little bit of a plug. If you go to my Instagram page, there is a, I was at the Taj Mahal last November and I saw a monk out in the distance. And then next thing you know, I was walking beside him and I asked, I guess he was with somebody. I asked, can I take a picture with him? And we proceeded to he came towards me and I realized that I had to stop at a certain distance, you know, like can't touch. And because you know me and all of my energetic glory, I was about to go and hug him and like wrap my arms around him. And my colleague was snapping pictures. But here's the most interesting thing is like when you look back at the pictures, it actually looks like we had a conversation.
Yes.
But we said nothing. We said nothing to each other, not a whole word. Yeah. And so it was just like six or seven pictures of like that they were snapping and I don't know if we were just trying to get comfortable with each other taking pictures, but it looks like we had a conversation and he said nothing to me. Anyway, so in this particular clip, what was said was he was talking about when you think about life, like things that you sort of push away or try to resist will always come back to you. And things that you try to go and run after and grab will move away from you. And he was talking about, you know, on your journey to any like goal in life that you're trying to accomplish, he said, don't touch the water. Mm-hmm. And I remember because when you touch the water, it creates ripples, right? Like mm-hmm. it takes you away from your focus and your energy from the goal that you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I remember having to listen to it a few times until I really got it. And it's so true because water in itself is still. Yeah. Water does what water does, which is it just flows. It is the winds. It's the, when you throw a pebble into it, it's when you shake the glass or whatever that it gets stirred up. And so let's talk about that, Gabby. Let's talk about that metaphor in relation to how our minds work, especially under pressure. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, for sure. So going back to your pebble analogy, Ink, if you just imagine if you throw that rock through the water, or in the water, you'll see the ripples and, you know, the birds might move, the frogs might jump, the ripples will happen. And so this is a concept of like, imagine your mind as this body of water. Mm-hmm. And so when you're rushed, when you're emotional, when you're stressed, what happens is this, the water is distributed, but you can't see everything clearly because everything is moving. And that's mm-hmm. where the concept is of, you know, don't touch the water. And so it's really more of a mindfulness mm-hmm. practice where mm-hmm. you must be aware before acting. So touching the water is about awareness before acting on it. And that's through pausing, through observing your emotions, mm-hmm. through allowing things to settle down and slow down. So it's quite powerful. It's clarity doesn't come from force. It comes from stillness.
Yes. And it's funny because when you say that, there's what comes to mind is like if water is moving, and shaky, like it's shaking, the only way to stop it from moving is to stop anything, like the table, whatever it's on, or stop stirring it, or stop tampering with it. Just stop. Stop putting anything to allow it to calm. And I think that that's like the same with our emotions. Like in a heartbeat, you know, if you start to feel like, because you're in a situation, you know, that you mean, even if it's that fight or flight, and you, and if so far as you're safe in like a safety, let's just talk about moments where you are actually in safety and you have the ability, the best thing that you can actually do is to slow things down, slow things right down. Like just slow down your breathing, slow down your thoughts, pause. And I love, like, I'm going to bring in Michael Singer, the man I want to so meet, but become the observer, right? Like slow so far down that you could be like, okay, I am now going to observe myself. I'm going to observe the thoughts. I'm going to observe the emotions. I'm going to observe what's the surroundings, what's really happening. Because back to you, I think you can't have clarity in chaos, right? Like it really does come from a level of stillness.
Right. I love that. And if you look at it as a metaphor, you know, think of a cup and, you know, you're stirring the cup, the water with a spoon in that cup, right? Mm-hmm. The water is moving. That's your thoughts, your emotions, your all these things are moving. But then the moment that you pull the spoon out and it starts to settle, it settles on its own. Mm-hmm. And that's where the clarity lives, right? Mm-hmm. So touching the water is almost a reminder that the presence comes before the action. And I feel that that's such a powerful metaphor, because the awareness actually allows us to create choice, right?
You know, it brings to mind, like, in recent, especially working through some really tough personal challenges, my emotions were constantly so high. Like I don't like to say I'm somebody that's anxious, you know, but I observed a lot of anxiety. And it really stopped when I got real with myself to say, like, slow it down. Like, and for me, slowing it down actually meant not putting much on my calendar. Allowing myself to get to bed a lot earlier, like allowing a lot more stillness in my life, like driving without music, you know, driving, sometimes just turn off my headphones at the gym, you know? But it's funny because it's almost very similar, like in a time in your life when it feels like you're feeling anxious, there's just so much chaos, that feeling of overwhelm. Mm-hmm. The worst you can do is actually add more.
Yes. Yes. Like of course.
Right. You actually need to allow whatever it is that you have already on your plate to settle. And I think you do that by giving yourself, I think not touching the water probably looks like giving yourself grace. Mm-hmm. I think touching the water probably becomes being really honest with yourself about who in your life doesn't bring calm and peace to you, you know? But really, I think it's about observing what happens to you, like your physical self, like your physiology in certain circumstances, I want to finish this. I didn't really finish that thought, because another one came up really quickly, but it's almost like if we can be so aware.
Yeah.
And like a master observer in our lives, it's going to be like text messages. When your phone starts ringing, you look over, emails come in. And I love it. Like there's one person, I won't say their name, sends me a message, and it has nothing to do with that person. It's more about It's definitely something in it's always me. It's something about me and what them sending me a message first incites, and typically it incites that I'm in trouble.
Mm.
More so than they're just sending me a message to check in, to see how I'm doing, to ask me something that I really actually know about whatever, like, you know, and it's in my workplace. It's interesting. Right. And so I've had to learn to say, no, I'm excited when they send me a message, like to start to really think about that. Like, what if I choose excitement? Cause it is choice too, right? Like, so choose what makes you most relaxed, I think, is also calming the waters as well. Right. Yeah.
I love it. So this whole analogy of touching the water, I think that we can just share with the listeners to use it as a mental cue for everyday moments. So for example, as a speaker, and I know you can relate to this, when we step on the stage, we don't just start talking, right? You have to take a slow breath. You want to notice your feet grounded. You want to take a look at the audience, and then you speak, right? And you can use that analogy in the workplace, when you're in the boardroom, when you're sending an email. Sometimes we really just need to pause and let it settle. Let it settle before responding. And you know, leaders out there, right? If there is a situation at work, you can ask yourself, what's actually happening here? Right? And then act from clarity, not urgency. And that comes with this reset of literally pausing.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. So for anyone that wants to, because we're certainly more so sharing from our own experience and thoughtfulness around what the Shahenge said, there is a podcast, Diary of a CEO. Stephen Bartlett interviews him. It's about 2 hours, but it's actually worth taking in. But it is, but there is a clip on Instagram with just him on Stephen Bartlett's page. It was, I could tell you when it was posted, if you're interested, January 19th, and it's on the Diary of a CEO podcast, and Shahenge, which is Shihenge.online. Both of their pages have it, but it's very, very powerful. And if you take it in enough, I think it's something that will resonate with you to want to actually model it in your life. So it's a great way. It's a great way to find more peace and calm. And goal opportunities in your life.
I love that. And also permission to pause without any guilt.
Without any guilt. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
And so thank you, everyone. This is where we sadly have to say we're out. I'm Ink and...
I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Empowered in My Skin podcast. If today's conversation resonated with you, please take a moment to share this episode, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an empowering conversation. And remember, empowered humans empower humans. Until next time, I'm your girl, and I'm out.